I don't know, some of the more recent. I've heard men can have shag haircuts, just as women can.
How about black men?
Afros. Something else I was going to say. Shag cuts. Layer cut. I don't know whether that's where you call the hairstyle that or whether it's a technique of cutting hair. I guess that's about all for women. Again, oh, I said shag. These old-fashioned bouffant deals, beehive, they really look atrocious to me. Let's see what else. I've heard page boy, short haircut, like a boy's. Well, you know, ponytails, pigtails. Black women, I think cornrows, those really tightly braided things. And again, women can have afros, black women. I guess that's about all.
Okay. And an effeminate male?
A sweetie. let's see. Sweet thing. A sissy, of course.
The sissy implies a child, or could that be an adult, too?
Could be an adult. Goodness. I guess that's about all for an effeminate male.
The male homosexual.
Yeah, let's see. Well, queer, fag, faggot. He's gay, an adjective.
Are these all derogatory?
I guess gay, the adjective would be less so. Fag and faggot, definitely. Queer, definitely derogatory. Fruitcake, fruit.
Yes.
Frederick Fruit. let's see. Well, homosexual.
Fairy?
Yeah, sure, fairy. He's a queen, a closet queen, drag queen.
What's the difference between closet queen and drag queen?
I guess a closet queen is not so blatant about it. Drag queen likes to parade around in all the regalia, I suppose. Guess that's about all. Male homosexual.
Masculine female?
That's tough. Very young girl, I guess I'd call a tomboy. But I don't know at what point I would cease to call her a tomboy. Maybe around 17 or 18 years old, I suppose. After that, I don't know what you'd call her, to tell you the truth. You just give some sort of roundabout description. She's kind of boyish or masculine, something like
all
that.
Right.
I don't know any nouns.
Well, how about a female homosexual?
Lesbian. I've heard them called lesbos, too. She's a lesbo. She's gay. And female homosexual.
How about dyke?
Yeah, a dyke. Butch, too.
How about dagger or bull dagger?
No, I don't know that.
Sexually overactive male?
Let's see. Sexually overactive male. Stud, I guess. I get this confused with sexually indiscreet.
Would you like to go on to that since you mentioned it?
Well, let's see. If he's sexually indiscreet, I guess, well, I don't know, a noun, the adjective horny comes to mind.
That does not mean overactive, it means indiscreet.
I guess so, yeah, that would be a better place there.
Which?
Horny. Indiscreet.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see, did I say stud?
Yes.
I said stud.
You said stud for overactive.
I might even.
Horny for indiscreet.
Yeah, okay. Stud horse, too. Overactive. I've heard kind of the male equivalent for nymphomania